Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Not a trap off, it's just a trap. It's part of the drain. Hand me the wrench.
There.
No, that's not a wrench, that's a screwdriver.
Well, what's the difference?
You use a screwdriver to screw screws. You need a wrench to take the bolts off.
What's a bolt off?
Lisa, please.
But I...
Look, I didn't drop my ring down the drain.
Why are you throwing that up to me?
Because you did.
Why are you yelling at me? All I did was ask you what's a bolt off.
There's no such thing.
And why did you ask me to hand it to you?
Lisa, will you find something to do and let me get this drain off?
What's a drain off?
It's part of the sink that's attached to the trap off.
Ooh! Oh! Oh! Oh.
Have you got something to do?
No.
Well, then why aren't you doing it? Or shut the water off!
Which one is the water off?
Oh, for...
Oh, darling, you won't need the bolts off because the water off got the trap off.
But try it out.
Well, you told me to do something, so I thought I'd wash the dishes. Is my ring in there?
I'm looking for it.
But that isn't it. It was round and it had diamonds in it.
How did a scarf get in here?
Well, one day I lost the stink supper.
The what?
Well, you know, the stink supper, which stopped the water from running down.
The sink stipper, the stip stink, the stop, the stop stinker.
Yes, so I stuffed the scarf down there to keep the water from running down.
Lisa, you're not supposed to... A high heel.
Yes, I used my shoe to hammer the scarf down in, and it fell off.
Lisa, don't.
Is the rest of my shoe in there?
No, and neither is the ring. Are you sure you were wearing it?
Positive. It was on my left foot.
No, I mean the ring.
Yes, this morning when I woke up, the first thing I did, I put it on this finger. Now the ring is gone, but the finger is still there. So that proves it.
Oh, boy. I should have married that...
Hi! What are you doing?
Oh, I just took the trap off.
What's a trap off?
Yeah, but...
Can I have a glass of milk?
May I have a glass of milk?
Well, it's all right with me if it's all right with Miss Douglas.
Help yourself.
Thanks. There's no milk in here. Just a bottle of champagne, some cottage cheese, and a diamond ring.
A diamond... What's it doing in the refrigerator?
Oh, now I remember. This morning when I was doing dishes, I took it off my finger and I put it in the refrigerator so it wouldn't fall down in the drain off.
Lisa.
Well, it didn't.
What a ring.
Looks like a golf ball with sequins.
Never seen a ring like that. Even in the Christmas edition of the mail order catalog, when they have all kinds of fancy junk.
Junk? This is the only ring of its kind, and it wouldn't be that if my father hadn't smuggled it by the Nazis in a jar of chicken's fat.
Yes. yes. Well, we've heard the story several times.
Well, that isn't the whole story. Before it was in chicken's fat. Do you know where it was?
I'm afraid to ask.
I ain't. Where was it?
It was on the finger of my great-great-grandmother, who was also known as the Queen of the Gypsies.
Golly, Mother Douglas. Have you got gypsy blood in your veins?
Oh, sure. When I first met her, she was telling fortunes in an empty fish store on 3rd Avenue.
Oliver!
Lisa, why do you tell him a story like that? Queen of the Gypsies.
Because she was.
Didn't you know that, Mr. Douglas?
No, this is all new to me. But then Mother Douglas is always full of surprises.
Would you like to hear the story of this ring?
Not particularly.
I would.
Well,
it's better than working.
Well, my great-great-grandmother, the gypsy, married an American. That's why I married you.
What?
It's the law of the tribe that every fourth generation must marry an American. Otherwise, you lose the custody of the ring. Or the American. Whichever one comes last.
Oh, so you married me to get the ring.
Well, it was one of the reasons.
Well, thank you.
The other reason was that you were always so nice and clean.
Yes, I kind of...
You never got dirty even when you were playing cricket.
I never played cricket.
Will you let me tell the story?
Go ahead.
Well, it all started in the south of Hungary. And my great-great-grandfather, who wasn't so great yet, was sitting under a tree. Servus, commissioners.
Well, how do you do? Where did you come from?
Oh, no, it's Erdogan.
What did you say?
Over there in the woods.
Oh, you understand English.
No, I was reading your Hungarian subtitles.
But you're speaking English.
Oh, you're the first fellow who told me that. You must be an American.
How do you know that?
You're so nice and clean.
Well, I...
Don't you ever get dirty, even when you play cricket?
I don't play cricket.
Well, then what are you doing here?
Well, I'm on a tramping trip through Europe.
Ah. You looking for tramps?
No, I'm taking a walking tour through Europe. I'm supposed to meet my folks here.
What's a folks here?
No, it's not a... Who are you?
I'm with the gypsies.
Oh, I never met a gypsy before.
Didn't you ever have your fortune told in an empty store on 3rd Avenue?
No. My name is Cornelius Reinhold. What's yours?
Last Vogel.
Oh, well, Miss Last Vogel.
No, Last Vogel is my first name.
Well, then shouldn't it be First Vogel?
Oh, boy, the tourist season has started. My whole name is Last Vogel Groenitsch.
Well, I didn't mean that.
But everybody calls me Linda. That's a nickname for Last Vogel.
Why would they call...
But there is no nickname for Groenitsch. Once you're a Groenitsch, you're always a Groenitsch.
But I didn't...
There is no escaping from that.
I cannot...
Last Vogel, yes, but Groenitsch, no.
Please, I didn't
Well,
mean...
I can't stand here talking to you. Bye.
Wait. Where are you going?
I got to steer something.
What?
Today I'm taking my gypsy test.
Your gypsy test?
Yes, if I steer something good, I can become a boy.
I don't quite follow you.
But it's the law of the tribe. If you steer something good, you become a boy. Otherwise, you have to stay a girl and have to do all the work while the boys just lie around and steal, which is a pretty good life.
I can understand your ambitions, but you're not built like a boy.
Beard doesn't count in our tribe. Excuse me.
No, wait. May I see you again?
Okay.
When?
Well, how about 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock. That's my watch.
Well, I was just practicing.
Well, I wish you wouldn't practice with my... May I have my wallet? That's my passport.
This what you're looking for?
Yes, thank...
You want the money, too?
Yes, I want the money.
Yeah.
That's my garter.
You peaked. You want the garter back?
No, you can keep it.
Well, I got to go.
Wait, where do you live?
Our wagons are there in the woods.
Oh, gypsy wagons. I'm a painter. Could I paint your wagon?
Well, that's fine, but they were just painted last month.
No, I mean, put it on canvas.
Well, it's all right. Bye. Got to go.
Goodbye.
Anyway, that was their first meeting. But at that time, he was only interested in painting her wagon. So...
I think I saw this movie.
Well, Mr. Kimball, when did you come in?
Orlas Vogel was stealing the watchworks from Corny Reinhold. Are you sure it wasn't a movie? Because I remember seeing Alice Faye in it. Only she wasn't a gypsy. But I think it had the same title.
No. This is a true story.
That's it. Alice Faye in... No, this is a true story. It was in Living Vitacolor.
Well, I never saw the picture. Go on, Mrs. Douglas.
No, come on. We've got to get back to work.
I'm on my lunch hour.
It's only 10 o'clock.
Oh, I'm on Washington time. That's where the head office of the department is. It was a chief's idea to have us in tune with them so that everybody all over the country was out to lunch at the same time. Now, that means if you're a county agent in Kansas and you call up Washington, they can't say they're out to lunch because you are.
That's a great idea, huh?
Yeah, that makes for a more efficient operation. That is, if you don't mind eating supper at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, but, Mr. Kimball, I'd like to hear the rest of the story.
Oh, well, anyway, that afternoon, this painter fellow showed up at the gypsy camp with his paints, canvas, and easel.
Easel.
Anyway, he was looking for my great-great-grandmother, but she wasn't there. But her father was. He was fixing his accordion.
His accordion?
One of those things you squeeze together to get music out of. Anyway, he was fixing it.
Get away, get away! Get away!
Excuse me.
Be right with you. I'm just fixing my accordion. I had a blowout last night on a C sharp.
Oh? Look, I'm here to...
I know. You want to buy a love potion.
No,
All you have to do is to put two drops into your girlfriend's drink.
No, I don't want it.
It also cures cold.
I don't have a cold.
How about a magic gypsy doll? All you have to do is to stick a pin in it and you can kill anybody you don't like.
No, I don't want to kill.
How about a lucky gypsy amulet? It will protect you against everything. Except somebody sticking a pin into one of these dolls that don't like you.
No, no, I'm here to see Miss Linda Granitz.
Who?
Miss Linda... Last Vogel Granitz.
Oh, well, she's in the wagon crying. She flunked her gypsy test. All she could steal are these... cheap watchworks.
Hey, those are not cheap.
What did you want to see my daughter about?
Well, I spoke to her about the possibility of painting your wagons.
And they were just painted a month ago.
No, no, I mean, really, I'd like your permission to paint her.
What color?
No, no, I mean, I'd like to put her on canvas.
Well, that's between you and her. Last Vogel!
Yeah? Ah, it's you with the cheap watchworks that kept me a girl.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
He wants to paint you.
What color?
No, I'm an artist. I'd like to paint your portrait.
That's up to my father.
It's okay, artist. You could paint her picture.
Thank you.
What do you want me to do?
Sit over there on that rock.
Is this all right?
No. Turn your head a little bit. Perfect! Just perfect! What are my paints?
Olga! Give the man back his paints!
Thank you. Where's my canvas?
Roberta, give the man his canvas.
Thanks. Now, please, I wish you people wouldn't take my things. I've got... Now, I had an easel. Where's my easel?
Janosch?
Thank you. Now, just keep your hand... There was a small canvas stool here. Where is it? Thank you. Now, please, would you move back so I can do my work? Back, back. Thank you very much. All right, who stole last Fogel?
Of course, last Fogel wasn't really stolen. She just left to have her ears pierced in case somebody wanted to give her a pair of earrings for Christmas.
Lisa, this story gets more...
It sure does.
Mr. Haney, when did you come in?
Oh, I come in when the King Gypsy was warning last Fogel not to starch the tambourines.
No, you came in when Alice Faye was...
Alice Faye? Is she in this picture?
It's not a picture. It's a story.
Oh, did I miss much?
You missed a part where the accordion blew out in B-flat and injured 12 gypsies. Or was it 10? No, it was C-sharp.
Oh, it's a musical. Doggone, I ain't seen a good musical since the big broadcast in 1932.
Why don't we all get back to work?
Why don't we all get back to work? Them is the exact words that Winnie Leitner said to Slim Somerville after the theater burned. I'll never forget. It brought tears to my eyes as they walked down Broadway, singing that all-time hit parade favorite, "There's nothing more refreshing than a good long depression."
Yeah, I remember that. How'd it go?
That's it.
It sure is.
Where are you going?
I'm going to work.
Well, then are you going to miss the party at the Gypsy Luau?
The Gypsy Luau? Oh, I wouldn't want to miss that.
It was about a week later when the whole tribe got together to sing and dance.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, who stole my shoes? Thank you. These are not my shoes. Thank you.
Who's who can ask any?
Congratulations, my son. I hope you two will be very happy and have many children.
Yes, thank you. What was that you said about many children?
But this was the wedding dance. It's like a proposal, but with music.
I didn't know about that.
Don't you want to marry me?
Well, I hadn't given it in. I might not be a bad idea.
Well, it's not that easy.
No. According to the law of the tribe, you're an outsider, and an outsider can't marry an insider, and an insider can't marry an outsider. Now, it's up to you. Are you in or out?
How do I become an insider?
First, you steal a white chick.
What?
Well, that'll prove that you're a real gypsy.
Why do you people feel that you always have to What happened to my vest?
Well, it's not our idea to steal. But everybody says that gypsies steal, so if it makes them happy, we steal. When you got an image, you have to live up to it.
What do you say? Are you going to steal the chicken, or are you going to be an outside bachelor?
All right, I'll steal a chicken.
You fake! Why did you make all that racket? I only wanted to borrow you a couple of hours till I could get married.
Oh, Neil. Mother. Father.
Hello, sons. So, this is a Hungarian pokey. They ought to see the jail we've got in Scarsdale.
Father, don't be so American.
Cornelius, we have traveled halfway around the world to meet you, to find you in jail for chicken stealing.
Oh, I stole a chicken so I could become a gypsy.
A gypsy?
Yes, I'm in love with a gypsy girl. I want to get married.
Cornelius, have you been licking your paintbrushes?
Mother.
I forbid it.
Oh, she's wonderful. Oh, Mother, your knuckle is swollen.
Oh, it is not swollen. Your father gave me this bulgar ring.
Yes, the arm garter business is booming.
Will you stop snapping your galluses?
Mother, wait till you see my little gypsy sweetheart.
What does she look like?
Oh, she's beautiful. Father, you're going to love her the way I do.
Well, it's all right with me, son, but you know how narrow-minded your mother is about those things.
That is it. Cornelius, I want you to forget this whole...
Mother, don't make up your mind till you meet her. Mother, father, I want you to meet my fiancée, Lastfogel Granitz.
Oh, sir. Oh, Cornelius, your father and I would like to talk to you in the next room.
We'd better not leave her alone. She'll steal everything in sight. Mother, we have nothing to talk about. I intend to marry her, so you might as well give us your blessing.
On one condition. That you promise you will never come back to Scarsdale.
I promise.
Why can't we go to Scarsdale?
Don't start anything.
Since you promised, you have our blessings.
Mother! Father!
Oh, darling, darling.
That's enough, Papa. Come, Lastfogel. We hope you'll come to the wedding.
Oh, indeed we will. Nice kids. We ought to give them a nice fat check for their wedding. Where's my wallet?
Oh, you probably left it in the next room with your... Who took my earring?
And as king of the gypsies, I ask you, do you take this gypsy woman to be your gypsy wife?
I do.
The ring, please.
Oh, I don't have one. I forgot to get one.
I didn't.
Hey, that's my mother's swollen knuckle. Ring.
She forgot to give it to me, so I took it.
Well, I guess it's all in the family.
This ring has been handed down from then till now.
That's the sweetest story I ever heard.
Mr. Drucker, what are you doing here?
It was getting kind of lonesome in town.
Lisa, next time you tell a story, charge admission.
Darling, will you please get up? I have to make your bed.
What?
You're going to sleep out here from now on.
What are you talking about?
Well, I was thinking about the story and the fact that I come from a long line of gypsies and you don't. And according to the gypsy law, we're not really married because you never passed the white chicken test.
I kind of figured you'd bring that up. Well?
Well, I guess you're in the tribe now.
Lastfogel.
Oh, 1 minute. You haven't completed the ceremony. You have to kiss my ring and swear. All right. Who took my vulgar ring?
Oh, is this it?
Yes. Oh, I'm missing a bracelet.
No. May I have my pajamas back?
Hello, Mr.
in a film waste presentation, darling.
Thank you.